good, everybody? It's your boy DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? It's the man, the myth, the legend, 232, and we are
the New York Dolls. And back on the mic with us again, we have our special guest.
Eric, still voice is not great, but it's definitely not immediately after the last episode.
Yeah.
Yes, Sarsky.
All right. So, for those who may not remember how we do this, because I don't even remember how we do this.
He's talking to himself. He did literally say in between, he was like, let me talk this out. How do we do this?
Oh, it's been a year. I've got our dose jar in front of us that looks very empty, by the way.
It looks pretty empty.
It does. I just pulled out a little thingy.
What's the topic? What's the number?
Oh, the number is 6. All right. 6. It's my favorite number, actually. What is this giving?
Yeah, we know, pal.
Yeah, we get it.
Oh, okay. So this is a topic. This is clarity. Number 6 is clarity. We're going to be talking on clarity. All right. I'm excited about that. But before we talk about clarity, I need to announce the fact that I'm going to be performing on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of August this month with Eric Striffler of Pretty Much It. Eric, what are we going to be performing?
Yeah, we're doing all 3 High School Musical movies, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
High School Musical.
Hey, don't give it away for free.
Sorry.
we're going to be singing. We're going to be dancing. We're going to be doing a lot of commentary tracks, dressing up. It's going to be a hoot and a half.
It's going to be a hoot.
And I cannot wait.
And a holla. Yeah. And for those that may not know the Pretty Much It format, what do you do over there?
Yeah, we're going to be... what we do normally is we watch movies and shows and we make jokes over them. We make fun of the movies, or sometimes we love the movies, whatever, but either way it inspires a bunch of funny bits, comedic conversation, and in some cases some singing and dancing. Ooh, so there'll be a lot of that going on.
I love that. Yeah. And that's clarity for you. Clarity. Up to the show.
Yeah. It's going to be great. The audience, I can already hear the audience singing along. In my head, it's going to be fantastic.
No, it's going to be
a great
phenomenal
venue too. Caveat. Have you ever been?
I have not.
I had not even heard of it until I looked it up for these shows.
Didn't
or, you know,
it
whatever,
until
months
you told
ago.
Me.
Awesome space. I've been twice now.
Nice.
To check it out. Yeah. And it's fantastic. I think you're going to love it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time. Eric and I have a great time by ourselves in private behind closed doors.
Enough.
Thank you. So, you know, with an audience there, I just cannot even.
This feels like a mistake. The way you're putting it, I feel like I fucked up.
With an audience, he's with an audience there.
You know,
way you're putting it, I do feel like I fucked up.
My inner voyeur is just gonna explode.
With an audience there.
Love that for us. So let's get into some fucking clarity. Two, what comes to your mind when you think about clarity? Deep sigh.
God. clarity. Like that's all it says?
It's clarity. That's all it said was clarity. Yeah, I know.
I need a little more.
That is all it fucking said.
This nigga's just mad fucking brief and vague with his shit. Just clarity.
Just clarity.
All right, so clarity. I feel like first thing that comes to my brain is just like, I feel like, I'm thinking about something else. I'm thinking about fucking closure. But
he's
clarity comes
charity.
With closure.
I'm thinking about charity.
He's thinking about donating.
Clarity does come with closure, or closure does come with clarity. It does, yeah.
Absolutely.
Both.
Yeah, I think you're on the right page.
Have you had to provide any closure lately?
Or I feel like I'm always providing
or
closure.
Or attain closure?
I don't really... All right, so yeah, I was going to say that closure is a myth, because I don't seek to attain closure from external sources. It's an internal thing.
I feel that,
you know,
too.
Saying? It's an acceptance that this happened.
The clarity is within you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, it's his turn.
Sorry.
Said, hey, man, he has the
Derek
floor.
Derek almost fell out
he
of his
the
chair.
Floor.
Me of but, all people, by the way,
yeah,
saying that.
Yeah, Eric fucking Striffler.
Hey, don't talk over anybody.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Such a hypocrite.
Fucking clarity. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you gotta.
I gotta jump it off.
Yeah, because you're the one who you came up with that damn topic.
Did
bro.
I really?
You had
I didn't
to
know that.
You had to, bro.
Why did it have to be me?
Because it's the
check the handwriting.
One.
Oh, no, it's the numbers. That's right. Never mind.
It's the 6-1, and you sent us, like, a list of shit that was, like, all
right. All right, all right,
I guarantee
all right.
He also was like, and I call number 6.
Fuck off. All right, well, like, you know,
you
I think...
Clear, like, when you say clarity, what was you thinking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, great. when I heard and saw that word on my phone screen just now, I thought about... You know, unfortunately, work just popped up into my brain and just like the vast amounts of clarity that I provide on a daily basis, which I love doing, though. Like, I love providing clarity for people because sometimes I'll observe, you know, people in just like either sticky or messy or just like unnecessary situations. And it's just like, hey, if you just like really say what you want here or like really clarify like what you're trying to get at, the rest of this will go so much smoother than it's actually going right now, you know? And I've been a huge preacher of clarity, I think since like the dawn of this podcast in particular. Clarity is one of my favorite, clarity and transparency are two of my favorite things.
So now we're talking about communication.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, blog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Efficient communication, you know, my favorite things to provide. So that's what comes to my brain when I see or think about clarity. Strifler?
You know, I got to tell you, a very specific image popped into my head. And ooh. I think I can tie it in. The first thing that just popped into my head when you said clarity was just the idea of knowing what you want, knowing that you're doing what you want, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Yep.
And that's a thing that I think of often, not in the sense of like questioning it or like reassuring myself so much as appreciating.
Grateful, yeah.
Yes, exactly. I frequently, like on the road in my van, I feel very grateful all the time, like that I'm doing like what I enjoy doing. I'm happy. I don't have to overthink it or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so the image that popped into my head, honestly, is walking out of, I don't know, like an Outback Steakhouse comes to mind.
Okay.
On the road, I'll sometimes treat myself to a real nice steak dinner.
Aww. I feel that.
I'll go to an Outback if I'm just like driving across the country because I'm like, all right, I know what they're providing. Yeah, I know it's going to be good. If I'm staying in like a place for a while, I'll go to local spots. But if I'm just driving across the country, it's easier to just hit a place you know.
Yeah.
And so I walk out, I have a full belly. Maybe even had dessert.
Oh,
and then
you fuck yourself,
huh?
What?
I walk out to the van, and like as I like am getting my keys and like clicking the van open, whatever. I do have a moment where I think to myself often. This happens to me often, where I'm like, man, I'm so happy.
Oh,
I
love that.
I'm so happy. Like, and that could sound so. There's a like someone could hear that and be like, that sounds sad. Mm. That doesn't sound like my kind of thing that would make me happy. And I'm like, that's fine.
That's not your thing.
But I am
that's
so happy.
My thing.
What I enjoyed a nice meal alone. Mm-hmm. And now you know me, I'm an extrovert.
Yes.
I love people.
Yes.
But I also love just hanging out with
that's
myself.
That solitude,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that is the best.
And it recharges that battery for all of that social entertaining.
Yeah, sure.
You know? Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I think is maybe a little side plot here, but in terms of the like extrovert introvert thing, I'm very much an extrovert, but I like that my base when I reset to zero is just me.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
I do appreciate that.
Yes.
So I don't know that would be like an introvert thing necessarily. I don't even see it
You're
as
an
like
ambivert.
There we go.
Again.
An ambivert.
What is that?
That's like both.
Or omnivert.
Oh, and I see what you're saying. You're okay. Got it. Yes, I get what you're saying. You're doing like ambivalent.
One of the two is actually a real thing.
One of those verts.
Yeah, one of those verts is actually.
I definitely lean more.
I'm an Uzi vert.
Like I'll never. That's the. I hated that.
All right.
We're taking the drink from you.
I'm taking the drink from him.
I definitely lean toward extrovert. I would never like. I see people saying like, you know, you know, the memes of like, oh, I don't want to go out with my friends. And I'm like, I never feel that way. I always want to do something with my friends. But there obviously will come a time when that comes to a close. And when I go back home or whatever, when I go where I'm going.
You're very fine being with yourself.
I'm alone.
Yeah.
Zero. My base is I get to be alone. Yeah.
Oh, I love nice. That. That's awesome.
So that's clarity to me.
Okay.
That's what comes to mind is knowing that I'm doing what I like to do.
Amazing. Two, I feel like some additional things clicked for you.
Yeah, when you started talking for sure.
Yeah.
Because, so clarity seems to be achieved through efficient communication, which is actually something that I had to do earlier today because, like I said, niggas is dating and shit now, you know what I'm saying? So, got to get the ladle in, got to decide and decipher what it is that we doing. For real. Because if I'm going to be outside, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Communication is very key.
Yep.
Because, you know, I don't want people mad at me and all that type of shit. You know, feelings get involved, you doing things, you feel me? I'm great, she's great, we're great, everybody's great.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, don't want nobody getting hurt. So, yeah, I feel like... Yeah,
definitely agree with that, yes.
Yeah.
So, I feel like clarity is achieved through efficient communication, and that is something that should just be had, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to say it like it's like an easy thing to have. You know?
No, not at all.
It's not ever really... I mean, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. It just depends on what niggas is talking about and how they feel about the topics.
Yeah, and I think it also depends on, like, where the individual is within their own journey, exactly. You know? Because sometimes there's a lot of people that don't even have clarity with themselves.
Right.
So if you don't have clarity with yourself, how can you provide clarity to anybody else? You don't even know what clarity is to begin
Honestly,
with.
I feel
you know?
Like in conversations where we're trying to provide clarity for someone else, we're often providing clarity for ourselves.
Yeah,
it's
like a two-way mirror. Yeah,
exactly. And I feel what Eric was talking about too, because like that's how I feel when I'm recording music. You know what I'm saying? When I'm sitting there making music, I'm just like, this is my
just
thing.
Content.
This is my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I've found
totally
what I'm supposed or what I feel like I'm supposed to do in life.
Right.
You feel me?
That's amazing.
So like, yeah, that's beautiful. Clarity is beautiful.
Absolutely. Oh my God, clarity is like one of the most beautiful things in life.
You don't want the haze.
Speaking of like, just like that feeling of just like. You know, clarity and purpose and happiness for a lot of this year. So I've been having conversations with lots of different people, Lee included, Lee, Al, Tease, Jaleesa, Deji.
I love her so much.
Lots of people in my tribe I've been having conversations with.
Is Al coming, by the way? Is she up? She's up. She's upstate.
She's right here.
She's here. That's what I thought.
She came back.
She better be fucking coming to the show. Sorry to interrupt you.
She might have been.
It's your turn.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up.
Al, I need you to like knit some shit for me.
Yes, no, that
she knit my van.
Yeah,
I saw the taxi and I had her knit a van for me. Yeah,
yeah.
But
she just sent something to Lee and Hannah.
Oh my God.
She,
so cute. Okay.
I know.
Anyway, sorry.
You can like already see it, right?
Yeah. We'll talk about it. I want to see it. But anyway, we have to text her about the show.
We do. We do. Because yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing you thought about that. Anyway, so, right, in this vein of clarity and, you know, people figuring their shit out, for a lot of this year, I've just felt like I've been jumping timelines. Like, I have been, like, in this very interesting dance with just, like, time and where I'm at in it and, like, what's happening. I have a fucking puppy.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's just very
I've seen that.
Very interesting. Xenos of the 24th century. Yes. And it's just so like, anyway, at first, like me and Al were describing it as like being like the dice in the Yahtzee cup and being just like shooken up and spilled out. And
I like that.
I feel it. I know you do.
And you know, just kind of feeling like, yo, like who dropped us here? You know, there's been
the
like,
what is going on?
Yeah, what the fuck is
Translation.
Going on? You know, there's just been just like lots of just conversations around all these things about time. But in an interesting way, I finally feel like. So while I do still feel like this is not my original timeline, I have discovered that transcendence is jarring. And what I've been experiencing is this transcendence onto this timeline that I guess that I guess was supposed to feel easy, but it hasn't been. It's been like very jarring, and I'm just now starting to really like acclimate, and I actually feel a lot closer to my goals on this one than I did on the previous ones that I was on for the year. So it's just interesting how that like all happened. Even the fact that like I'm here now, you know what I mean? Like for this entire year, we have not podcasted at all, yet on this timeline with me acclimating, here we are back getting, you know what I mean? Getting into a flow. For the last 2 days, I've been like this new play has just been like pouring out of me, and I have not written this entire year either, but now like that's happening again, right? And I even have a place to like present the first 5 minutes of it. So it's just like all the, it's like I'm just like getting back to me.
And I'm like, I'm finna be piggybacking off you this entire episode.
Yeah, because, please.
Because now that you say that, it's making me think about my year too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just like, it's becoming clear to me like where my energy is appreciated. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's becoming very clear to me like what it is I'm here to do. That's why I speak about the music the way that I do and shit, because I feel like everything in life has been happening to show me just like, yo, stop putting energy here. Put energy here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because like, this is your shit. This is what you do. This is what you love. Put energy here. Stop putting energy over here because it's doing nothing but stressing you out and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And so like, I feel like I've definitely gained that clarity, and it's been rough as fuck, like just making that transition and shit. But like, I feel like if you're just willing to walk the path, like you say, if you're willing to walk the path, you just like more things get revealed to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like definitely a certain trust that you got to have in just the universe and everything that's going on, even if we don't understand it. You know what I'm saying?
A trillion fucking percent. A trillion fucking percent.
It's just been crazy.
Yeah.
What did you just play?
Don't you guess? Don't you observe me?
It was a cow mooing.
No. So also,
he's the only one with headphones on. He's playing his own little sound effects in his ears.
Yeah. Also, in the vein of clarity, I want to talk about post nut clarity, because that's a thing.
Yep.
Eric, what's post nut clarity like for you?
What is it? You think it's different for everybody?
It might be.
It could be.
That's what we're here to find out right now.
I don't know. You know, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Well, here we are.
I don't know. It's wow, that's funny. I don't have like a, usually I have like some kind of anecdote like ready to go.
You do.
Caught off guard.
You're stumped. Have I stumped
you? You've stumped me.
Whoa.
You've stumped me.
Eric, that's
damn.
That's insane.
It's just so common in my life that I don't
know. Post nut clarity.
Honestly, I might be in a forever post nut clarity. That might be where I am.
Well, that's great.
Maybe if you nut enough, you'll live in a van.
Not enough and live in a van.
I'm sorry. That's gold.
I love that.
That is golden.
I absolutely love that.
Post-nut clarity is could also describe like that high that you feel after going to Five Guys.
Oh, okay.
Don't
wow.
They have the nuts there?
Well, you know, I
don't they still have the
barrel of nuts?
The barrel. You have a couple nuts
Kong
and then in that post-nut clarity.
There we go.
How about here's an idea?
Yeah, tell me.
Post-nut charity.
Oh, like
bring it back around.
Give back.
Every time I bust a nut, I give a dollar.
Put a dollar in the nut jar.
The disdain in your voice.
Yeah.
At that idea.
You didn't want to do it.
Is
Hell
enough.
No.
Is enough.
My nuts is free. That's crazy.
I love that.
That's crazy.
I love that.
That's the one thing they can't take away from us.
They can't take that shit from
me. It's free.
They can't. They absolutely can't.
It's free. Do that whether I'm broke or not.
Hello.
That don't cost
nada.
You're not taking. You can take my guns. You cannot take. You can take my nut from my cold dead dick.
Right.
My cold dead dick. I love that. Two, how about you? What are your thoughts around post-nut clarity?
Post-nut clarity? I'll be utterly disgusted.
Yeah?
Nah.
I know that's the classic thing.
That is the classic thing. It's like
I don't know why everybody's so like, yo, why do people be utterly disgusted after they done busting the nut? Like, I'm sitting there and I just be like, I'll be satisfied. I'll be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
All right, cool. I go smoke a spliff now, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
I'm just not as horny as I was before. I'm not like ready to take all the risks that I was ready to take
right.
like 30 minutes ago.
Right.
You feel me? Like,
cause you do be ready to risk like, it
yeah,
all before
be like,
that.
Yeah, I'll hit this motherfucker up like cause you could just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Me? Like some things just be easy, you feel me? It's just like it stops me from falling into that. You feel me? So yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you're right. I honestly I've heard people say, I don't know that I've ever really done it, but I've heard people say like literally like do that before making a big decision about something.
Yeah,
I don't know that I've ever done it, but I've heard it. I never knew, like, is it kind of a joke? Is it not? But I guess I could see that being a legitimate thing.
It's silly as it sounds,
the topic. Like, that is actually a thing I've heard people say.
No, it is.
Because, you just got it's energy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's energy moving through your body. It's emotions.
That Eros like energy. That.
Yeah, right. And mm-hmm. that shit is strong as fuck.
Very and it is different for guys.
Right.
It is.
That's a very different, yeah.
So it's like, you might do some stupid shit just because you got to get one off for real. So I'll be like, you know, I'm going to just go to my bathroom.
Yeah. Hello.
Right. You now I'm good. I'm focused.
To your secret chambers.
Good. Now I'm good. All I want to do now is, you know, whatever the fuck I'm supposed to do.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Go to
sleep. Right. Take your ass to bed.
Yeah. Honestly. Before I went to, well, I don't know.
Here we fucking go.
I don't know if this counts.
Post nut clarity with Derek. Hold on.
Here we go. It's a spinoff podcast.
I may need another drink for this.
Honestly, literally could be a spinoff podcast. Jesus Christ.
You know, I'm trying to.
Yo, keep that.
Is that what
keep it? We keep it.
Write that down.
Write that down.
In the bank, in the sperm bank? Is that what?
The spank bank.
Speaking of banks, though, is that what the bank is? PNC Bank?
PNC.
Post not clarity.
There we go, baby. There we go.
I love this.
That's what I like to hear.
I love this, bro.
You know, before I went to Jamaica, I was like, you know, I was thinking about a lot of things and I was like, all right, I don't know if I can go over there and act crazy. I was like,
they different about gay people. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know what?
But they got mad gay.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
In every place that's like that.
Exactly.
Like that.
Absolutely. That's number one. But you know me, I went over there, you know, just like myself, and everybody in Jamaica loved me. Everybody in Jamaica really took to me.
Got good energy, bro.
Yeah, thank you. So I will say that. And I did have some prospects over in Jamaica. Like, there's four people, four locals that I could have hooked up with.
Yeah, man. Real Yadman ting.
Okay, Yadman ting. But I did not, and I think that it's. I didn't want to end up in any like taken situation or anything like that, because you know I just don't know. But before I went to Jamaica, I did meet up with a new. This is now Brooklyn Bay. And I did have that adventure like before my flight.
You know, if you get more than one Brooklyn Bay, you gotta start specifying us.
Yeah, I know, because it got real confusing with Queens Bay because I had three of those at the same time.
Suburbs,
baby. The neighborhoods gotta get real into the neighborhoods. But yeah, so I was glad that I did that because doing that before my flight really cleared me out for my whole Jamaica trip, and I feel like I wasn't focused on that necessarily while I was there, you know, and I really got to just like have fun with friends, which is how it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
But to that note of just like posting that clarity, just really like clearing things up for you, you know, big decisions, things like that. I think it's important. Sometimes I also call it the focus nut.
When do you say this?
Nut? I have conversations with people.
The focus nut.
You call it that to who?
I like to chat, Eric. I don't know if you know this about me.
First off, that sounds like a
really
special
sexy
move.
Chat.
That shit sound like a special
not
move.
Not the special the move.
The focus nut.
Yeah.
He hit you with his focus nut.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
Well,
is that?
That can also happen too sometime.
I've done it. Absolutely. I've definitely hit bitches with the focus
nut. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sometimes it just really helps you tune in as well, in the vein of clarity. So
the vein here.
The vein of clarity.
Well, there we go. Amazing. Any other thoughts about clarity running around either head?
Oh, That took both of us a second, man. Oh, God.
I am on a roll.
But the looks on our faces just now, man. That took us both a second.
We both just like, get this guy out of here or get me in here.
Stop it now.
And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
The answer is no.
I don't have anything.
The answer is no. But I guess just to conclude.
To make it clear.
To clarify. Post nut. To focus on the clarity.
A conclusion.
Clarity and transparency are just like at the root of just society. You know?
We're doing final thoughts now.
Yeah.
Final thoughts on the topics.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like if everyone kind of spent some more time just clarifying and not really just like getting angry with one another or just like being like over each other, right? Because like people really don't be understanding shit, you know?
And purposefully a lot of the time.
Purposefully.
I be understanding.
Just to get mad.
Over it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's another thing too. We gotta be patient.
Well, here's the thing. No, you don't. You don't have to be.
You don't have to do shit.
Yeah, I feel like.
But if
peace,
you were.
I feel like my peace is in tandem with my patience. Like, sure. I'm a very peaceful person, and I feel like it's because I'm also a very patient person. You know what I mean? So,
There's peace and patience.
So, yeah. So, that's ours. Final thoughts?
I think fucking, clarity can be achieved through effective communication, efficient communication.
Eric?
Pittsburgh National Corporation.
I fucking hate this.
That's what PNC stands for.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And that's pretty...
Post Nut Clarity Bank, nigga.
And that's Post Nut Clarity Bank, baby. Oh, all right. So, folks, I hope you come out to our show next week.
I want to be there.
You need to be there.
Shows, three of them.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Man, that's going to be crazy. You better get some sleep.
I'm going to sound like a whore, but you might see me.
Period.
Oh.
Period. Pop outs, you might see 232 as well, right?
Double whammy.
It is a triple whammy.
Double whammy, triple whammy.
Hello. It's going to be a wild time. We're going to be some wildcats.
I'm excited.
If you have never experienced me in rare form, let me tell you, High School Musical in Glee. My jams. Oh, my fucking jams. But
a bunch of mostly white people singing on songs that are not original. Oh, no, High School Musical is original. What am I saying?
It is.
A bunch of mostly white people singing like vague show tunes in high school hallways.
Exactly.
Derek will be there.
Sign me up.
Sign me the fuck
Literally
up.
A crowd that I thrive in. Why would I not want to be there? Don't forget to ever stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York. It's the New York dose, baby. What I say, it's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga, you'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.